Welcome to Curmudgeon's Corner for Tuesday, July 6, 2010. I'm Sam Minter. I've got with me Amy Roney, because Yvonne couldn't make it again. He's like off on a boat or an island or something over the holiday weekend. He might actually be back by now because we're recording us a day later than we usually would for the holiday anyway. But in any case, he wasn't available. So we are joined once again by my wonderful co-host, Amy Roney. How are you doing today, Amy?
I'm pretty okay.
So, you know, we only really, I guess, have one topic lined up. And Alex is joining us as well. We really only have one topic. We're going to talk a little bit about some Facebook stuff. I did want to mention one thing as a follow-up for last week's show, for those of you who listened. I mentioned at the end of the show that I was going to be trying to install iOS 4 on my iPhone 3G. And so far, a week later, I've been unsuccessful. So it's not even a matter of I've installed it and it's not a good experience. It's every time I have iTunes do the process where it would install what it's got to install, it starts off by doing a really long backup. And I don't know why it's any different than the regular backup it does every time it syncs. It does a long, long backup that for some reason is like different than the regular backup it does every time it syncs. And it'll go like about 2 hours and then iTunes will crash. So I have not successfully gotten it installed. I have read a few places online to, instead of doing a regular update, do a manual backup and then do a restore. And I haven't tried any of that kind of thing yet. I probably will soon, but I haven't bothered yet. But, you know, all in all, not a smooth experience, not your typical sort of everything works immediately like you expect from Apple. So anyway, that was my little update. Nothing too exciting. We did the July 4th thing, went to see fireworks. It was raining up until right.
They were cool.
It was raining until right before they were due, or like, you know, half an hour before or whatever. But they cleared up just in time, so that was good, I guess. And then there were fireworks, and
it was more than half an hour.
And the baby didn't scream.
He loved it.
He loved
a
it
lot.
A lot. Yeah. So. So anyway.
I have to say.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He lies when he says it was about half an hour. It was about like 2 hours before.
Nah, not even close.
It stopped raining like at least an hour. At least an hour.
Maybe an hour.
Because I wouldn't have. No. At least an hour. Because I wouldn't have started walking around if it was still raining. Because I care about my hair a lot.
Then why
so
is it
I'm
green?
I'm sorry, but... Okay, it was supposed to be blue. Me and Mom are totally dyeing it tonight, so it looks more blue and purple, less green. So basically what
I
happened
like
was... Shush. So basically what happened was I washed my hair and I conditioned it, because that's what you do when you wash your hair. You can get condition it. Because I was getting ready to put the dye in my hair. So I washed my hair, and then I conditioned it, and then I got out of the shower so we could put the dye in my hair. And then I read the bottle, and it said, do not condition your hair. And of course, I was like, oh no, I have to wash my hair again. But my mom reassured me. She's like, no, it's okay. It's probably going to be fine. So I was like, okay, I believe you. It's totally going to be okay. So we're working on my hair, and we put all the blue in, and it looks really blue because the dye's still there. And then we leave it in for like 20 minutes, maybe half an hour, and then we go to rinse it out. So instead of like taking a completely other shower, because I don't like having green arms, I just had my mom like rinse out my hair. And she was rinsing out my hair. I was like, oh, does it look cool? Because I really love watching the dye go down the drain. It's really fun to watch. So I say, does it look cool? And she's like, your hair.
Wow, that was scary.
It's green.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what? It's supposed to be blue. Well, it's green. And so we checked. So I checked it on my own. Sure enough, it was bright green hair for everyone to see. It was like an aqua green. So you could see it kind of bluish, but it was mostly green. And then I had a little streak of purple in the front to make my mom happy. Because she wanted purple hair and I wanted blue hair, so weird. Oh, and this isn't all my hair. I promise all of you, it's just like the tips of my hair. I haven't turned into a green-haired freak yet.
Yet. Yes, yet.
Nope. Yet.
Yet. Yet is
that is the word. Yet.
Yet is an important word.
Yet.
Okay, so You picked the topic for today. You said you wanted to talk about Facebook. Now, there are a lot of different things going on with Facebook. There's, of course, stuff about how you use it and stuff like that. There's the privacy stuff. What did you have in mind?
I don't know. I just wanted to talk about Facebook overall.
Okay.
I was hoping you had ideas of what about Facebook we should talk about.
Well, let me start then. Over the last few months, there was a big brouhaha because Facebook changed its privacy policies again. Basically, every year or two, Facebook has changed their privacy policies, making a lot more of your information by default open to the outside world and to everybody who might want to look, as opposed to just your friends. Once upon a time, in the very beginnings of Facebook, everything you put on there was only available directly to yourself and the people who you'd friended, and that's it. And then over time, more and more things have changed so that they're available. Well, this is just to your friends, but this stuff is available and searchable on the internet for anybody who cares. This stuff is shared with various applications, blah, 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 going along the way. And basically, at this point, by default, almost everything is public. Like, people don't even realize it. Like, their status updates, by default, are public. There's a nice little site you can go to that just lets you search people's status updates for, like, terms. And unless somebody has bothered to go in to their settings and change this, all of this stuff is public. And this last time around, people were pretty upset because, you know, first of all, you know, boom, it just changed. Two, it was really, really hard to figure out how to necessarily undo this stuff. Plus, they added a bunch of stuff on the in various internet sites could now sort of by default start sharing stuff, and it's just weird things. Now, a bunch of people were upset by this. What are the, amongst you and your friends, did anybody care in the slightest?
Not really. We didn't really care. I mean,
now, did you know about it and not care, or did you just not care, or you know, does it actually make a difference to you what of your information is available to everybody and what's available just to your friends, and does it matter?
Well, I think one of the things is, if we really don't want that information available to other people, then just some things you can just take off Facebook overall, and your friends will probably know them already because they're your friends. So some things you can take off Facebook overall, and some things I guess you can't. Like, status updates, you can't take them off Facebook overall, but I don't think people are really going to care about your status updates.
Well, like, have you bothered to make
bank.
It so that your status updates are only available to you?
No, I don't really care. Like, if everyone sees my status updates, it's not like I'm saying, hey guys, I'm totally going to rob a bank today. Anybody want to come with me? You know, I'm not saying anything that's too personal. Because a lot of personal things, most people don't care about. Now, me saying, I just baked cookies, I don't care if everyone hears about that. I baked cookies. Yeah, you can have my cookies. I mean, I love rubbing fit people's faces that I have cookies and they don't. This is my thing. And, like, posting, oh, I just baked cookies. These are, like, the things I find on Facebook. Just watched Toy Story 3. Loved it. I mean, that's not very personal. I don't think anybody's really going to think different of you if you just baked cookies or if you just watched Toy Story 3 or if you just went shopping. I mean, really, no one's going to care.
So
do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, so like let me do some examples here, because this will be, I guess, interesting for well, actually, you know, it's time for a break. So let's take a quick break. We're probably going to do a little bit of a short show today. So this is going to be your poem of the week. This will be your poem of the week. Enjoy your poem of the week, everybody, and we'll be back and we'll talk about things for a few more minutes, and then move on to
a few more minutes.
What? Where? I'm suddenly very, very confused. And okay, we'll be right back after this.
This is the Curmudgeon's Corner Poem of the Week, brought to you by Notel Motel.
Articulations by Jennifer Tamayo. 20-1983. My grunt. There, here. My grunt. I, you, train, slate. But here, point, page. So on, self. I, grant. Breast, mouth. Mother, not. Tumor, baby. Lung, sign. Paper, me. Swan, tongue. Hung, cloud. She, thread, she, swan, ghost, plot, father, farther, ink, step, fist, thing, flash, swoop, bag, stage, forget, line, transparent, right, brain, Eden, titty, here, this, white, cross, belly, cause, horn, eight, reverse, sing, locate, stitch, wither, plain, thick, bone, orca, schism, burger, help, pin, heart, clit, pend, there, pierce, slow, faster, rock, herb, number, member, not, no, dazzle, sick, born, ing, crumple, mule, dark, nestle, axle, dent, pen, cob, knee, dull, knee, doll, in function, photograph, soup, port, milk, teeth, nail, shards, duh, cumin, loop, pull, moon, bed, now, desk, print, scape, sugar, play, suit, rust, la, migra, read, move, cost, hume, form, uterus, bone, art, carda, perdida, him, gin, agua, ardiente, opera, tunic, book, ends, sin, kin, nay, scent, sis, tor, suit, turd, this.
For more like this, go to notelmotel.org with a new poet each week and a new poem every weekday.
And we are... Wait, And we're back! Yes, we're...
Hi!
Yes.
Did you like your poem of the reek? Did you like your poem of the reek?
Poem of the reek. It was very exciting. And, yeah. It's got...
Yeah, go better.
I'll say this, because for once, usually we record these before the poem of the week is actually available, and then I'll record the poem later and drop it in. I haven't recorded the poem yet, but I have looked at it, because we're recording it a little bit late. And I must say that however I read this, undoubtedly did not do full justice to this poem, because this poem has lots of...
He's a horrible poem reader.
No, he's horrible at reading poems. I'm an awesome poem reader, but this poem...
You're horrible at reading poems.
Oh, well, thank you. Anyway, but this poem...
You're welcome.
It was Articulations by Jennifer Tamayo. Has lots of parentheses in it. And, you know, you can't really... Unless you're going to like do start paren and paren all the whole time. You can't really read parentheses. So like you have to sort of try.
I can read parentheses.
Okay.
Yeah, I can totally read them. I do little motions with parentheses.
Like a motion works on a recording.
You
inflect your voice in a certain way. But like this poem is almost this poem is almost all parentheses because like the structure of the poem. So for those of you who couldn't tell by listening to me read this, the structure of the poem is generally, with a few exceptions, an open paren, a word, a comma, another word, a closed paren, and then repeat. Like, so you'll have little pairs of words and parentheses with commas in between. And then there are a few places that break that pattern where there's like the one of the words inside the pair of words is also in another set of parentheses. And then it ends with opening a couple parentheses without actually closing them. And then there are a few places where there are extra like spaces. Like sometimes the parentheses have spaces in between. Sometimes they have two spaces, sometimes no spaces. And undoubtedly that all means something dramatic. And it's made so that it all lines up in a little block. When you look at it, you just have to go to notelmotel.org and look at it to see all this stuff. Because obviously that stuff didn't come through in the reading, I'm sure. Although, you know, whatever. Okay. Back to Facebook. So what I was going to bring up is I mentioned that status updates by default are open to everybody right now, unless you go in and change it. And I haven't changed it, you know, because basically anything I post on Facebook is coming from my blog anyway. I don't post anything separate there. So it's all intended to be public anyway. But for a lot of people, that's not the case. But the site is youropenbook.org. And it's basically a search engine for Facebook statuses. So we can look up embarrassing things people are saying in their status that they may or may not realize is completely public. So Amy, tell me like a phrase or a saying or a word or something that you want to check out people who are including that in their Facebook status. That might be like funny or embarrassing. So not something normal, not like Toy Story, like something, you know.
Cats out of the bag.
Cat out of bag. Okay, let's see what we get here. Da, 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 da. It's searching.
I don't know. Like something like...
Okay, here we go. So we've got one from Robert Lundgren. Okay, I'll let the cat out of the bag. Seems I've really pissed off the Humane Society. Okay, then that was 31 minutes ago. Todd Phelps, 41 minutes ago. Well, the cat is out of the bag and the rabbit is surely dead. Thought I'd spread the word in case you haven't read. My wonderful wife and I are expecting. Wahoo, Jenny is due in December and we're expecting a girl. Then 53 minutes ago, Brady...
Wait a second, I have a question about that.
Yes?
I have a question about that. The first part of it rhymed and then he kind of just killed it. It was going to be a nice poem. I thought it was going to be a pretty poem that rhymed, and then they ruined it by putting together not rhyming words.
So, I don't know. So the next one, 53 minutes
ago. Make all of it rhyme or none of it rhyme?
53 minutes ago from Brady Henderson, BMH & Co. has some exciting news coming soon. Whoop, whoop, positive giving equals what? Whoop, whoop, all right, so the cat will be out of the bag soon. www.youtube.com. This is a clean version of the popular remix General Public Tenderness Extended Mix. Don't know. Then we have 2 hours ago, Ricky DiMuccio. Okay, the cat's out of the bag. After 8 years, we're finally doing it. On Wednesday, July 14th at 3:30 p.m. Vegas time, 6:30 p.m. East Coast time, Dan and I are getting hitched. Holy crap, can you believe it? Let's see. I'm just...
That's not horrible. These are really nice. My wife is pregnant. I'm getting married.
Well, looking at the next one, there's like somebody promoting a video. Then someone just says cat's out of the bag without anything else. Then somebody else is talking about, you know, Evan's going to be a big brother. They're pregnant. Andrew Wire.
You're not happy.
Andrew Wire, 2 hours ago, why would someone be mad if you let a cat out of a bag? You should be mad at the person who put the cat in the bag. That's just so wrong.
I really love that logic there.
Let's see, what
it's
else?
It's like, if you don't want the cat to come out of the bag, don't put the cat in the stupid bag.
Yes. So
I like it.
Then we have someone, cat's out of the bag, my husband now knows I have a blog. Let's see.
That doesn't matter. No one cares about that.
Something about fireworks. Well, I see the cat is out of the bag, so to speak. I've known him since he was 14. Somebody else just says, well, that cat is out of the bag. See, I don't know. Think of something else. Something interesting here. And not necessarily something obscene. Because that, yeah, there would probably be funny
arrested.
Ones, but, you know. Arrested.
Arrested.
Okay. A-R-R-E-S-T-E-D. Arrested.
That better not be like, I'm listening to Arrested Development now. What?
Okay, let's see. Most recent, less than a minute ago, Michael Mahoney. Today I was $3.74 over. The manager on duty told me she can put $2 or $3 in the charity jar, but I said no because it would be on tape and I could get arrested. I'm probably going to get fired, so what I did was either noble or retarded. Life lesson at foot? Let's see. Hector Canchola Jr., former Raider Jawalrus Russell, arrested on drug charge. Let's see. Something else about news. Something else. There's a bunch about that one. Oh, here we go. 1 minute ago, Mark Bedarte, not the best 4th of July weekend, got pulled over on the way Saturday night for rolling a stop sign, then got arrested because I was driving with a suspended license for a failed to appear and expired registration. So now I got to go to court tomorrow to try to get my license back.
Stupid.
Yeah. So let's see. Matt Bailey, what are we?
I got my license suspended, but I'm going to drive anyways. I mean, really, who does that?
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
So then 3 minutes ago, Emily Meador was arrested. That's all it says. Anyway, let's see. Anyway, there's all kinds of... The point is just that, you know, most of these people probably have no idea that they're actually telling the whole world this stuff. Now, maybe they don't care. Like, a lot of them might not care. I mean, I don't care. You don't care. Sounds like none of your friends care. You know, but on the other hand, a lot of people might care. And they just don't know that, hey... You know, all this stuff's just wide out, you know, out there for everybody. It's not just your friends. Let's see. Chase Weimerskirk almost got arrested for shooting fireworks in a McDonald's parking lot. Retarded. Lol. So, anyway, if... It's kind of an interesting site. I'm sure our listeners can think of a lot more interesting things to look up. You know, even the recent searches that it shows include some that are not necessarily family safe that would probably be interesting to look at. But youropenbook.org, you know, to check it out. And, you know, yeah, so lots of, yeah. Interesting things. So that be that. So any other thoughts on Facebook? You know, has anything about how you use it, like you've been on Facebook a long time, probably longer than you are actually supposed to be on Facebook given their age limits. But what,
hey.
Do you, I'm not saying anything. So has between when you started and now, how have things changed in terms of how you use Facebook and how your friends use Facebook? How about that?
Well, just overall, like, how you maneuver Facebook, a lot of the layouts changed, which really angered a lot of people. It was kind of just, like, abrupt. We didn't care about the layout. We were fine with the layout, and then they changed it, and they changed it again. And, they're starting to add a few things that we actually want, like liking comments. They just mm-hmm. They've just made that happen. We still don't have a dislike button. We've wanted that longer than we wanted to be able to like comments. And I don't know if we're allowed to comment on it, being like, "Dude, that's so stupid. I hate that." then why can't we have a dislike button? Dislike. 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 I don't know. Not really. I guess the way we type, but I don't think that's just
the way you type.
The way we, or more is the way we talk. Like,
oh, okay.
In sixth or seventh grade, you would have added like 7 Z's to the end of every word. In seventh, what?
I was just laughing at that. Yes, go ahead.
In seventh grade, you would have used lol a lot. LOL. Yeah, you just use, I guess we're just kind of going through stages of typing. So first comes the, you just use text for everything, like TXT, BRB, GTG, the number two, D, and R.
So let me ask about a couple of
those.
Gotta
go to dinner.
Yeah, because there are obviously a lot of those that everybody uses. Have you ever made up your own, where you've just had a phrase and you just type in the first letters and assume the other person will figure it out? Or if they don't, you'll tell them, but you just start using it?
I have, but I don't remember what they were. Yeah, I don't remember what they were. They were some funny inside joke that cracked us up, but nobody else understood it.
See,
like, in person, I know that me and my friend Winter, we just put up our fingers. We put up 3 fingers. We just do a number 3, and we just crack up. It's just hilarious to us because of all these conversations that we've had about that led up to this. We just put up 3 fingers, and it's just hilarious. So, I don't know. There are lots of different things that people just kind of make up on the spot that end up cracking up. Like, 2 people will crack up over something, and then the other person is just kind of sitting there like, what? But I don't know. I've had a few of my own secret codes. Once in, I don't remember, I think it was 6th grade, I made up my own alphabet. Like, mm-hmm. Not like different letters, but I did shapes and different shapes put together, and they were all the letters. And so I like handed it out to all the girls so all the girls could talk and none of the guys could figure out what we were writing, and they never did. So that was pretty cool.
Okay. So like the only thing I've done with that, you know, is if there is a phrase that I've been using fairly frequently with a particular person, I'll start just using the first letters. So the one example that's fairly recent is generally when I'm coming home from work, I will text home to say, coming home now. And I got tired of texting coming home now. So I just started typing, you know, CHN. And, you know, they figured it out, you know.
And that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, so I mean, it's not like it's anything very exciting, and it's, you know, but, you know, if I'm always typing the same damn thing, why, you know, do anything else? I suppose I could just, you know, type, you know, H or something and figure out that, you know, they'll realize from the context that I'm probably coming home, you know. I don't know. Of course, I could actually also phone and say, hey, I'm coming home, but that seems like overkill. I'll just, you know, CNH and hop in the car.
Just go ahead and TXT them. TXT, you know, text.
That's right. I'll do exactly that. So, anything else you want to mention real quick, or should we wrap this up?
I don't know. One thing I'd like to mention. I find it amusing when adults ask me how to use Facebook. And they're really confused and are like, how do I use Facebook? I don't know. It just cracks me up. They're like, oh, what happens when I click this? What happens when I click this? And I'm just like, dude,
slow down. Or how about, you know, when they're trying to send a private message, but instead like write on their own wall or the other person's wall for everybody?
Oh, yeah. I love it when they do that. It's just like one of those old people fail. Like some adults actually have Facebook down. Like they know it like the back of their hand. But other people, don't even know how to like, how to chat, how to write up a status, how to write on someone's wall. And these are just so simple for people who have been using Facebook for like 5 days. It's so simple that it just cracks me up. Like, I know that they'll probably figure it out within 2 or 3 days, but it's just hilarious when they first start using Facebook and they have no idea how to work it. It's just like mom, my mom, she's always like, oh yeah, you don't know how to use Facebook? Go ahead and email Amy. She'll totally tell you how to use Facebook. She knows it. And so I just find it amusing that she's like turning all these people towards me to teach them how to use Facebook.
So that reminds me of, I actually talked about this on the show when it happened, but there was, if you go to Google and you Google for Facebook login, you know, the first thing you get is, of course, the login page for Facebook, which you would expect. But there was a short time for a while, this was a number of months ago, where somebody, some site had put up an article about the Facebook login process and how Facebook was trying to get their login onto other websites and, you know, part of this whole privacy thing and, you know, basically how you could go to other sites and share stuff on Facebook and whatever, blah, blah, blah. The point was, for a few hours, that article ended up being the number one thing on Google for Facebook login instead of the actual Facebook login page. And so the comments...
That's awesome.
So the comments on that article started being all kinds of people saying, where did my login go? I can't log into Facebook. Why did Facebook change the login page again? Because it was all these people who don't actually like go to Facebook and log in. They would type Facebook login into Google in order to get to Facebook. And
okay, that's just missing common sense. I'm sorry. You go to www.facebook.com. It's not like www.facebook.com/inbox/login/337.php.?
Well, here's the thing. This is a bunch
it's
of people
Facebook.
Who think that the way you get to the internet is through Google. And so they always go to Google and then type in what they want and then click on the first thing that comes up, you know.
That's really stupid. There are so many websites where, like, if you really want to get to that website, you just type in whatever you want in the actual address bar and it'll take you to some website.
Sometimes
it doesn't work out very well.
By the way, I'll mention that article that I'm talking about is still, if you Google Facebook login, is... the seventh thing on the page still. And so if you click on that, it's Facebook wants to be your one true login on readwriteweb.com. If you want to click through to that and read all the funny comments, it was back in February 2010 that this happened. But the comment thread is like hundreds of comments long, and it's really amusing because first you get the people confused about how to log in, and then you get people making fun of them. And so, it's.
Oh yeah, you always have to have the people making fun of them. You just can't have an internet without that.
Yes. Anyway.
I'm sorry.
So let's go ahead and wrap this up. I don't think we have all that much else. Next week.
You don't want to talk about anything else?
Do you have something in mind? If
we
so,
can
I'll
think of something.
I don't know, but
we could try.
I will take another break, and we can come back if you think you can think of a topic real fast.
I'll try.
Okay, we're going to take another break, and then we'll be right back, and Amy will have another exciting topic that we will talk about before wrapping it up. So here we go. Hold on. We'll be back.
The first way to health, said the CDC to me, wash hands to be safe and healthy. The second way to health, said the CDC to me, bundle up for warmth and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The third way to health, said the CDC to me, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The fourth way to hell, said the CDC to me. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The fifth way to hell, said the CDC to me. Eat smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The sixth way to hell, said the CDC to me. Fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The seventh way to hell, said the CDC to me. Get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The eighth way to hell, said the CDC to me. Get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The ninth way to hell, said the CDC to me. Monitor the children, get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The tenth way to hell, said the CDC to me. Practice fire safety, monitor the children, get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The 11th way to hell, said the CDC to me. Prepare dinner safely, practice fire safety, monitor the children, get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy. The 12th way to hell, said the CDC to me. Eat well and get moving, prepare dinner safely, practice fire safety, monitor the children, get your vaccinations, get exams and screenings, fasten belts while driving. Be smoke-free. Don't drink and drive, manage stress, bundle up for warmth, and wash hands to be safe and healthy.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.
Okay, we are back now. Amy, have you thought of a topic? Should I sing the do 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 do?
No, that's locked.
Yes.
We can talk about TV shows.
Okay, let's talk about TV shows. You know, I've been watching very, very little TV these days. So what you've been watching anything interesting?
I watch a lot of shows. I watch teen shows like Secret Life of an American Teenager, which is about this girl who, well, now I'm in like the third season or something, so it's not just about her anymore, but it basically was about a girl who, she's like 15 or something, and she gets pregnant, and she decides, should I say what she decides? You guys are totally going to know that she decides to keep the baby, so it's her like growing up with a baby.
Bristol Palin's on that show now, right?
Oh, goodness. She should be on it tonight, actually.
Oh, okay.
She should be on it tonight. She's not a good actress. I just have to say this now. I saw, like, a little section, and she doesn't emote at all. Like, when you're talking to someone, you can see their eyebrows moving. Like, I have a friend who moves his eyebrows up and down about 50 times in a sentence. It's so funny, but you can just sit there watching. I'm totally moving my eyebrows up and down right now just to imagine it, but you can just sit there watching his eyebrows move up and down while he's talking. His eyebrows move up and down, and then one of them goes up and the other one stays down, and then he smushes them down, and like, it's just so funny. But with her, she has the same look on her face, and even like, it looks like she's trying not to move her mouth a lot. Like, she's trying because I've seen videos where people move their mouth so much. It's like, how do you do that? Some people use their whole mouth to talk, which really surprises me. Because, okay, if anybody here knows me listening, I have a big mouth. Like, not physically big, or I guess it's normal sized, but I talk really loud, and it sounds sometimes like I'm using my whole mouth. Now, these people usually have large mouths, and they're using all of their mouth. If you ever tried talking to someone who uses their whole mouth, their vowels are usually really weird, and they just have the funniest facial expressions because they're trying to move their lips and their jaw, and they're moving them in such exaggerated movements that they don't need, that they just end up looking really funny. And if you totally turn them on mute, you'd crack up and fall on the floor laughing. And this girl, Bristol Palin, she doesn't move her mouth at all. It looks like she's trying to keep her jaw closed and clenching her teeth like I'm doing right now. But she's not, like, clenching her teeth. Like, you can kind of see her opening her mouth, kind of opening her teeth. But I don't know. She looks like she's trying to keep the same expression. And her eyes are really big. Like, I'm not trying to insult her when it comes to her large eyes, if that sounds weird. People with, like, large eyes are usually really cute because they have big eyes and blah. She kind of blinks them really big when she's... I'm blinking every time I'm talking. I'm trying to talk about all of this, and I'm actually doing everything so I can show everyone. But, of course, none of you can see this. But she blinks her eyes really big in this whole time. She's blinking her eyes really big. And I don't know. She's just over-exaggerating and then under-exaggerating everything, which comes to just a silly look on her face the whole time she's talking.
Under-exaggerating?
Under-exaggerating. Like, you should exaggerate to a certain point. Like, when you're talking about when you're telling stories of something that happened that day, there's a certain amount of exaggeration that people expect, and then there's a certain amount of exaggeration that's too much, and then there's just the real story, which no one cares about. That's under-exaggeration. Because the real story is never as interesting as the slightly exaggerated story. Like, there were 27 people in line, and I had to stand behind 27 people. There were, like, 3 million people in line, or there were about, like, 3,000 people in line, and, you know, 3,000 people in line. Like, I hope some of you understand this, or I'm just, like, talking in my room all to myself. But saying there are 3 million, that's just kind of over-exaggeration. It's like, there are totally not 3 million people there. That's probably way past their occupancy, and the fire marshals would come, and then they'd yell at you. There were totally not 27 people there. I don't care if there really were 27 people there. I don't want to hear about a story where there were 27 people there, okay? 27 people, that's not that much. My second grade class had 27 people. 3,000? That's a good amount. That's like, it fits in the store, but it's not so small that your whole class could fit into that amount, you know? It's just, her face annoys me. back to TV shows. Other TV shows I'm watching, a new TV show that I'm on, like, the 5th episode or something, which is out tomorrow night, I think, called Pretty Little Liars.
Never heard of it.
Weird. The name really annoys me. It's on, these two shows are on ABC Family. Pretty Little Liars is, so there are these 4 girls. Yeah, 4 girls.
Oh, girls, not squirrels.
There's girls. And they have this friend named Allie, who the year before disappeared. They could not find her anywhere. And after their friend Allie disappeared, they all kind of stopped talking to each other. They all changed a lot, and one of them even moved to, like, Iceland or something. And so that one moved back. So it's, like, right when she gets back, that's the anniversary of this girl's disappearance. And I'm just going to go ahead and spoil, like, the second episode for you or whatever. They find Allie dead in like the basement of her house or something. And so there's this detective who's trying to figure out the real story. And just throughout the show, there are all these flashbacks of things that have happened with Allie. And throughout this whole thing, these girls are getting texts from a girl who says Allie, and like, or signs it A, which they all know is Allie. And in the beginning, before they found Allie's dead body, they actually thought Allie was still out there. And then after they found Allie's dead body, they kept getting texts. They still get texts. So finally, they try to block Allie. They block all unknown phone numbers, all unknown messages, everything, and they still get messages from her. Not like text messages, like once they were sitting in a park and a piece of paper that had the missing picture for Allie had stuff written on it, and then it had signature A. And then these girls go home, and in one of their houses, on their mirror, in the lipstick that this girl used, is a big letter, is a note written to them, signed A. So it's a really weird TV show. I think they're just trying to, I don't know, this is kind of exaggerated. I don't know. I feel like the word exaggerated works for it. It's just a really weird show. Okay. Another show I am watching.
Okay, one more, then we should wrap it up.
I was going to say how shows have changed.
Okay, go for it.
Let me keep going. So, let me say another show.
Okay.
Two other shows.
Let me take another break real quick, and then Amy will finish up on a couple more shows, and then we will be done. So, hold on. Another break, and then more Amy talking about TV. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back, and Amy is talking about TV. Go for it.
Hi, I'm back. Another show I watch is called Degrassi, The Next Generation. I'm guessing at least like 5 people out there have heard of Degrassi. Degrassi Junior High, I think it was called. Junior High? It might have been just high school. No, it was totally junior high, I think. It's called Degrassi, The Next Generation. So it's at Degrassi, the school, which is also in Degrassi Junior High. It actually has, in the beginning, it had more of the original people as parents, or not as parents. One of them was an uncle who ended up adopting one of the kids. And then 2 of them ended up dating and were parents. And one of them ended up insane in a mental institute that you only actually get to see in 1 episode. And so this is the life of these kids. And the message that Degrassi always sends out, I don't remember what it's called, but the motto, I guess their motto is Degrassi, it goes there. So basically, Degrassi covers everything. Teen pregnancy. It covers teen pregnancy. It covers drugs. It covers cheating. It covers just about everything. It covers murder in one of them, actually, to tell the truth. It covers murder. It covers everything. It's just kind of a crazy show. Like, you never know what's going to happen. Or you think you might know what's going to happen, but you never truly know what's going to happen. Like, it could turn the other way. And right now, they're actually doing Degrassi. They're showing every Degrassi ever, every Degrassi The Next Generation ever right now, because they're coming up to the boiling point. It's, I guess, this big thing starting July 19th. I don't know. Starting July something. They're going to start showing the new Degrassi ones, Degrassi episodes. They have six new Degrassi episodes. And it's called The Boiling Point because basically everything that ever happened explodes. Like,
okay.
Crazy. Oh, and one of the adult TV shows I watch. Not like adult, like just
adult. Oh, come on. You know, you watch just, the adult TV shows too. Just kidding.
No, I don't. Shush. Don't be gross. Don't be gross. I'll go ahead and one that I actually follow a lot. Lie to Me. There you go. Lie to Me. I watch Lie to Me all the time. It's about this guy who can basically tell when you're lying. He can tell your emotions. He can tell when you're lying. He can tell when you're telling the truth. He can basically tell everything. So he's basically...
So wait, this is Santa Claus?
Of course. Okay. It's totally Santa Claus. His name is Lightman. Michael Lightman, I think. But his name is Lightman, and then he has this thing called the Lightman Group, and basically they're a group of people who are trained to be able to see if someone's lying, to basically understand, like, they can recognize if someone likes what they see, if they are disgusted or angry or happy or sad or frightened. They can tell all of your emotions by just watching how you move. And it's a pretty cool show. I don't know if any of it is actually real or not. I'm assuming it is, like, not the actual episodes, but, like, there is some way out there to tell just by people's, the way they move and the way they sit there to tell if they're lying or not. Now, what I was going to say, the way TV shows have changed in the past few years, now the only TV show I really, really know from, like, the 80s, I know 21 Jump Street, and I also know, I can't remember the name of it, Saved by the Bell. Yes, those two shows. 21 Jump Street is about, it has Johnny Depp, of course. Johnny Depp, Peter DeLuise, I think, Holly Robinson, and the guy whose name I forgot, and another guy. It's about these cops who look really young. So basically they go undercover, usually in high school. They started moving on to colleges. They go undercover in everything. And they basically, they're cops. So they try to figure out, a lot of the time they're doing like drug busts. Like they figure out who's selling drugs or whatever, and then they arrest them. So that's a really cool show. And then Saved by the Bell is these teenagers going to high school, and this one kid named Zach, who always gets into trouble and has to be saved by everyone else. And so the way TV shows have changed. Okay, 21 Jump Street, I'm guessing, was like a young adult to adult show. The way TV shows have changed, if you compare it to Lie to Me, it's kind of like amateur league. I don't know. Shows back then didn't really go there as much as shows now go there, because there are so many things now that are acceptable that were not acceptable then. And, like, this is the 80s. I mean, this isn't that far back. This is nothing compared to a really long time. But I don't know. There are just so many other new things that are acceptable. It's crazy. There are new things that are acceptable. There are some things that are just plain different. And there are some things that stay the same. There's the way that people always end up getting into trouble and people have to go and save them. There are a lot of cop shows still. There are so many cop shows, and all of them cover different things. So, and then you have like 50,000 Law and Orders. But I guess just the way they go by things.
They finally canceled the original Law and Order, though.
Yeah, I know. That's so sucky. You can't have Law & Order SVU and Law & Order CSI without Law & Order. Okay, that's just wrong. I'm not saying get rid of the other ones. I'm saying bring back the original Law & Order. What was I about to say? Man, you ruined everything.
I am sorry. I messed everything up.
The way they go by things. In both times, there were lots of innuendos for anything. But now, I guess they kind of just outright say it instead of just using, like, innuendos and certain words that kind of make you think of it, but they don't actually say it, so you have no idea. Now they're kind of just like, oh yeah, she did that, he did that, this happened, oh yeah, and that guy got stabbed. Like, they kind of just outright say it instead of just trying to hint you towards it, which is, I kind of like that, because it's just getting really annoying watching shows where they're like, oh yeah, well, they were seen walking out of this place at this time, and so, you know, like, I don't know. But do you understand what I mean?
Yes, I think so. Maybe.
I hope I'm not wasting everybody's time with this and that I actually have a point. I was trying to figure out a point while I was going along, which is why I introduced so many TV shows. Oh, there's a big difference between kids' TV shows and adult TV shows.
Okay, do it in like 2 minutes, then we have to wrap it up because we're pushing an hour for the show.
Okay. Kids' TV shows are kind of overdramatic. I just have to say that. They're really overdramatic, and if you go to TV shows, some TV shows on like Nickelodeon, or some TV shows, especially on Disney Channel, The jokes are kind of just not funny. They're just not. But, I don't know. They are more dramatic in ways like they kind of exaggerate everything so much more than most people do. That's what teenagers do, though. They exaggerate a lot.
I've never so known you to exaggerate at all. Sense.
Of course not. Like, I never exaggerate ever.
And I haven't ever heard you be sarcastic either.
Yeah, of course. I've never been sarcastic. What are you talking about? I'm the least sarcastic person you have ever met. Anyways.
Yes. We should wrap it
so
up.
So they over-exaggerate in lots of TV shows more for teens. So when you're kids, everything like, whether it's funny or not, you'll hear a laugh. Just right there. Whether anything they said on TV is funny or not, they're giggling. Because it's funny. Because the people in the audience are laughing, so it must be hilarious. The younger you get, the more educational the shows get. Like, when you watch a 5-year-old show, not even a 5-year-old, like a 3-year-old show, it just, there's so much educational stuff being thrown at them. Like, this is a square. This is a triangle. Can you spell square? SQUARE. I hope I just spelled that right. But they're so educational. And then you get to, I don't know, just like preteens. Like,
it would be really amusing to make a children's show aimed at, like, you know, preschool age, but with all the facts wrong.
like this is the color red. In Spanish, it is verde.
Or even, this is the color red, and you show them a blueberry, you know? And, okay,
blueberries
kids.
Blueberries are totally purple.
Okay, kids, 1 + 1 = 5, you know?
Yeah.
And sing little songs about, okay, let's sing the alphabet. QRPAQZEPOPOOPOOLA, you know?
Yeah, I think that would be pretty hilarious to see how they respond to this. like, let them go to the other shows too, but see how they respond to this one show teaching you everything different.
That's right.
I don't know. I think that would be a really cool science experiment, but I don't want to ruin, like, preschoolers' lives by teaching them the wrong alphabet and the wrong colors.
I've always thought, for instance, like, that I can pin down, like, the word intrepid. Do you know what intrepid means?
Intrepid means what?
So, you know, no, you don't know what the word intrepid means. So, intrepid, no.
Intrepid! I thought you said intrepid.
Yeah, do you know what intrepid means?
Kind of. I know what it is in sentences, but I can't give you a direct definition.
So,
if I see it in a sentence, I totally understand what they're talking about.
So now,
but I
just looked it up just to make sure. So, it's characterized by resolute fearlessness, fortitude, and endurance. So, sort of like an intrepid explorer is a brave explorer going through and doing what needs to be done, and they're exploring and blah blah blah. Now, I've for the longest time, for many, many years, I thought intrepid actually meant sort of
scared,
a scaredy cat, like afraid of everything, blah, blah, blah. The exact opposite of what the actual word means.
It's not that.
I blame this all on some children's show I was watching when I was a kid, and I don't remember what the show is or what was going on, and maybe I've even made this up and it's a false memory. I don't know. But what I remember in my head is a little cartoon of an explorer going through the woods and a narrator saying, and our intrepid explorer goes through and blah, 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 blah. And then like something goes out and goes boo and he runs away. And so I associated intrepid with the explorer
That's
getting
because
scared
they're trying
and running
to be
away.
Funny.
They were trying to be funny, but here I go. I've associated the word in my little, like, little kid brain.
And, baby brain.
And for years, I had the exact opposite definition in my head than the real word because of that little cartoon.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure TV shows have gotten more educational as the years go by.
So.
Also, like, now every little kid TV show has... You're learning something from any kid's TV show. And then you go watch Teletubbies, and they're, like, getting Tubby Custard and their little vacuum Tubby Custard vacuum thing cleans up the Tubby Custard when they spill it. And, like, I don't know.
So, anyway, we really got to go. We're over time. So...
I didn't even get to make my point. So
okay,
I just
okay.
told people about TV shows.
1 minute.
No. I can't make my point now. We're totally over time, just like you said. Way to ruin my day. What?
I'll let you make your point. Go ahead.
Okay. My point was just, like, over the years, TV shows, like, teen TV shows, have gotten way more dramatic than they actually... Not than they actually need to be, because I guess people overall are just really dramatic, but they've gotten way more dramatic and exaggerated than they really need to be and than they used to be. And the little kids TV shows, they're more educational than they used to be. And the adult TV shows are just kind of, they're just TV shows. I guess they kind of get scarier. They're scarier than they used to be. I don't know. But yeah, I guess they are scarier because they have better graphics, so you can actually believe what you're watching instead of thinking that the little tree walking towards you covered in gumdrops is going to murder you. I don't know.
You know. Yes. That's what I usually think about those trees. Okay.
Yes.
One quick factoid before we wrap
factoid.
It up. Factoid, well, sort of, this may be of interest to you, Amy. I did a couple searches on that open book website, and I have determined, I think, that your privacy settings are actually set to make your statuses private, because I've searched for words in
the last... That's because that's the way they were originally.
No, because they changed everybody's preference. You had to actually go back in there and change it. But anyway, I looked for a few words in some of your recent statuses. None of your stuff came up. However, if I search on the fake last names you use instead of your real last name on Facebook, a few of your... Well, one particular one of your friends who mentioned you in a status update is definitely public, because I found some of their updates online.
You
so,
found my updates?
No, I found their
updates that use my name?
Yes. So, anyway, that's that. And we're...
Amy Gypsy Willow Dusk. That's it. If any of you want to add me on Facebook, just tell me you heard me in my dad's podcast, and I'll happily add you back.
There you
go. I'm a very interesting person. I promise you that. I say funny things in my statuses, like funny quotes, like nothing like packing a piece to put the spring in a girl's step. That was one of my quotes that I had a few days ago.
There you go, Amy.
That I read.
Amy Gypsy Willow Dusk. And with that,
Willow Dusk.
With that, we'll wrap it up. Thank you for joining us for Curmudgeon's Corner yet again. As usual, if you have any questions, thoughts, comments, statements, or messages you want to get to Amy, feel free to email me at abulsme@abulsme.com. That's ABULSME. And I will relay things to her. Or she just told you how to friend her. So, you know, friend her and do it yourself. If you send us anything, we'll mention it on the show next week. Thanks for joining us. Tell all your friends to listen to, and we will talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Probably not me, but bye.
Bye.